You are going to listen to a man speaking about his job. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, my name is Bill Rusko, and I am a sponge diver. The sponge is an animal. A sponge does not move on its own. It is fixed in one place and does not have the ability to walk, swim, or relocate itself actively. We have to cut them off. That's the law now. Whatever is left behind grows back. Sponges grow on reefs, and where the reefs are is where all the fish are. We get to see every fish in the Gulf of Mexico. Anything from the smallest to the largest. We've seen all the sharks, hundreds of barracuda. I have played with dolphins, and they have understood my hand signals. We spend a lot of time in the water, probably about 6 hours a day on average. My boat is at sea for 14 days, so that's 6 hours a day for 14 days straight. When we dive, we also have a red ball attached to us to signal our position to the boat. And I bring a basket down with me and a knife to cut the sponges off, and I put them in this basket. When that basket is full, I tug the rope of that ball over me, and I pull it down and up, real quick, so the boat will come over right to that ball, and they send an empty basket down to me on a heavy rope. I take the empty basket off a hook, replace it with the full basket, and the crew hauls it back to the boat. Once the sponges are on deck, the crew places them far apart to dry. We harvest two kinds of sponges, the yellow sponges and wool sponges. Whereas the yellows can be piled up, wool sponges must be laid side by side without being squashed together. This takes up a lot of room on deck. And then we cover the sponges with a blanket as they can't be too dry or too wet. And it takes years of experience to know how to do this properly. I was taught by the Greeks, so I follow the old-fashioned Greek methods. When the heat of the sun sets in, the sponges start to decompose, and for the wools, it's a 3-day process. During this time, the smell on the ship is not great. That's why sponge diving has been called one of the dirtiest jobs. But for us, the smell is the smell of money. You should always buy a natural sponge, not a synthetic one. A synthetic sponge has closed cells, whereas a natural sponge has open cells. Natural sponges are easier to clean, because bacteria can flow out of their open cells, whereas in synthetic sponges, bacteria get trapped in their closed cells. This makes natural sponges more hygienic. When you use a sponge, you need to rinse it out really well. Then a sponge can last up to 10 years. If you use it every day, rinse it out well and hang it to dry, and don't let it sit in its own water. Just let it air dry. Never use bleach or ammonia on a natural sponge.